Welcome into a special edition of the Sideline Sports Show. I'm Bryce Vance, going solo here on this instant reaction video after Indiana beats Miami in the national championship to go 16-0, the first team to do it from the worst program in college football history to national champions in just two seasons under Kurt Cignetti. Google that. Because if you type in his name to Google right now, it's going to say national champion, which is crazy, absolutely crazy to think after where this program was just 2 years ago. And all those IU fans that have been suffering for decades upon decades, even a century, can hold their head up proud. I know a lot of IU fans, after just seeing the reaction on social media, that were just happy to be this far into the tournament, but now they have won it, and they can even be more proud, more celebratory than they were before, because this is unbelievable. Unbelievable. I want to get into the game. I want to get into the reaction. I want to get into culminating this season, talking about the season as a whole. My goodness gracious, was this an incredible game? This was an incredible season. And there are so many things to dive into. But first, I want to thank the Get In Network that we are a part of. There's going to be a bunch of stuff about Indiana on the website, getindiana.com. You can follow on there to get the newsletter. Our show is on there weekly, our weekly episode that you get here on YouTube, Facebook, X, Instagram, wherever you are following us. Make sure you follow us at Bryson DC. And thank you again to the Get In Indiana Network. IU was just a tougher team in this one. Mentally, physically, they were just the tougher team from the get-go. There was a lot of hard hitting in this game. We had Joe DeLeon from A to Z Sports, and he said it was going to be a physical game. He couldn't wait for those pads to be popping, and I wholeheartedly agreed, and we saw it on display. Time after time, there was hard hitting, physical running. Kalen Black just ran his tail off. So did Roman Hemby when he broke free a couple of times. But just the mental toughness, because I figured this is how the game was going to go. Indiana was going to get up, and Miami was going to scratch and claw and try to come back. And Indiana was just the tougher team and came out victorious. It was unbelievable to see how this team were able to answer the bell every single time. Miami would get within one score. Indiana would drive down and just have gutsy call after gutsy call. Cignetti has just been tough as nails, gutsy, for his entire career, but we're just now finally seeing it on full display with this Indiana team, and it was just incredible to see it on this stage with the fourth down calls, the QB draw by Mendoza to get into the end zone on fourth and four inside the 15. What an absolute play. I think that was going to go down as one of the best plays in Indiana football history. My thinking going into that, after that play happened, I was like, that play replaces the Michael Penix play from a handful of years ago as what you think of Indiana football, because that was a play that, you know, signified that, oh, Indiana's having a special season, beating a ranked Penn State team on a, I think, two-point conversion at the pylon with the outstretched arm of Michael Penix. That play is a distant memory. There's so many plays just in this game that replaced it. The blocked punt and recovered in the end zone to put this game, you know, just enough out of reach to where, you know, Indiana could answer the bell anytime Miami would get back in this game, and they didn't even have a chance to tie it. And an unbelievable effort from Fernando Mendoza. Didn't need to be great in this game. Had some great moments, that's for sure. Had some key, like I said, fourth downs, third downs. This offense was moving the ball efficiently in the first half, really went stone cold there in the second half, couldn't convert a third down. And it kind of flipped because Miami couldn't convert a first down until late into the third quarter is when they got their first third down conversion. I think they had a fourth down conversion earlier in the game, but still, I think they're like 0-for-9 on third down late into that third quarter before they picked up their first down and on the third down conversion. But then it just flipped for Indiana. They could not do anything on third down. They were struggling, but it was the fourth down calls. Time after time, you're thinking, okay, is Indiana punt here? No, we're going to go back out. We're going to run, or we're going to have a little pass play, or we're going to have a QB draw. And it is just unbelievable play after play that this team made. They just showed up in the big moments. They won the big moments when they had to. And unbelievable performance for this team. And it just showcased the toughness that they have been displaying all season long. They kept Malachi Toney in check for a majority of the night. He came alive in the fourth quarter. But you really hadn't heard from him. There wasn't really a whole lot of explosive plays until the fourth quarter or late in that third quarter into the fourth quarter. That's when Miami's creativity started to show. And you're just thinking like, man, if this team wasn't so damn conservative for majority of the game, and Shannon Dawson, it's just his offense has so much potential. And they just didn't show it. And you're thinking, okay, this team has put together magnificent drives late in games, in big games against Notre Dame, against Ohio State, against Ole Miss, against Texas A&M. They've been able to get this game-sealing drive, and they just weren't able to do it. Carson Beck with a back-breaking interception, and you were just waiting for it. We're all kind of waiting for it because he's been known to do this, and he did it. He absolutely did it on the biggest moment. It reminds me a little bit of when Drew Aller threw the interception late against Notre Dame in the semifinal last year. You're just waiting for him to make a mistake because you know there's just those quarterbacks, and Carson Beck is one of those quarterbacks where he's going to make a mistake on more often than not. Because that's what he does. That's just been his MO for his career. And he did it. And he did it in the biggest moment of the season. IU was just incredible. They held down, like I said, Miami's attack on offense, especially through the air. They had one big play in the first half. It was a Mark Fletcher Jr. 57-yard touchdown run. They had a nice pass to C.J. Daniels that went for 20-something yards, I believe. But other than that, they couldn't do anything. Indiana's defense was playing lights out. It kind of felt like they were getting a little tired. The rotation, you know, wasn't very deep, you know, and I get it. You're trying to keep your best players out there for as long as possible. But Miami's creativity, you know, caught up to them a little bit and were able to put some points on the board. But it was just incredible. And you thought you thought the momentum was going to turn, especially when, you know, before Mendoza scores on that touchdown play, there's a missed holding call on O'Connor from Miami on Omar Cooper. And you're just thinking, oh, that was the moment where Indiana like could have put this game away. And then, you know, a few plays later, Indiana scores on the Mendoza touchdown. And Becker made a great catch. Charlie Becker, man, he has been an absolute stud coming up with those back shoulder catches. And it showed again. I think we first saw it, I think, in the Penn State game when he finally came alive, getting a big catch before the Omar Cooper Jr. touchdown, the back of the end zone. There was a couple times in Ohio State game where he came up big, back shoulder throws, and he came up huge tonight. He was the go-to guy. Elijah Surratt, Omar Cooper Jr., they just felt like there wasn't a whole lot of separation for those guys. Natakowski was a reliable target, you know, for the majority of that first half, kind of got away from it in the second half as they were trying to, I think, run the clock down a little bit and lean on that running game and try to push Miami back a little bit because they just kept going and trying to run up the gut. They didn't really test the edges a whole lot. But it was working enough to set up some shorter third downs, or some shorter fourth downs as well. So it was an incredible performance by the Hoosiers to just keep pushing, keep punching, keep fighting, keep, you know, just stay in this game, because you knew that Miami was going to make mistakes. They had some penalty issues that crept up at the wrong time. And that's because that's what Miami does. You had to expect some of those things. And maybe they weren't showing up in the first half, or they just weren't happening at, you know, crucial moments. But Miami's mistakes hurt them big. And Indiana almost had a big mistake themselves with the late hit on that final drive for Miami, with the late quarterback hit. And, you know, maybe a half step too much. Maybe he could have laid off, but luckily, you know, a play or two later that he Beck throws the interception. Man, Indiana does not let mistakes pile up and continually hurt themselves, whereas Miami makes a mistake, make another one, or they can't quite, you know, take advantage of the mistakes by the opposing team. But IU was able to capitalize on every mistake that Miami made and wins the national championship. Just an unbelievable season from the Hoosiers. You had to think going into this season that this team's going to be good again, but we just don't know how good. You felt like you might have upgraded at quarterback, even though you had a very good quarterback last year, Curtis Rourke, to lead you to the playoff for the first time. And then there's always that thing in the back of your head, okay, what about when this team plays against better opponents, you know, better quote-unquote opponents? And they showed out. They showed out, dominated teams, including Illinois, you know, beat Oregon on the road, huge win up there. I think, you know, as our guest Daniel Flick from Sports Illustrated said, that was kind of the turning point of, okay, this team is better. They've made that jump from very good to possibly elite. And I think that we saw that the elite traits of this team show out multiple times tonight. And it's just the execution, the efficiency, that has just led this team over and over again and coming up in big moments, because this team was tested. You know, you had the late game situation against Penn State. You had to come up big against Ohio State and milking that game away after you take a late lead. And just time after time, this team was special and winning the moments. And you have to think that, I mean, I don't even want to think about next year yet, because this team needs to be enjoyed, and it will be thoroughly, by Indiana fans. I have a lot of them in my life that are going nuts right now as I record this late Monday evening. You could probably tell my voice is going out a little bit, just talking about this game so much. Over the last few weeks, since we started this show, we've been anticipating Indiana might be in the national championship game. And I was thinking that as soon as they got into the Big Ten championship game, I was thinking, okay, they might not beat Ohio State, but they're going to make a deep run in this playoff. No matter who they get, they are so much better than where they were last year. And then they beat Ohio State, and you're thinking, this team might run the table. And there's not going to be very many teams in this bracket that are going to stop them or slow them down at all. The demolishing Bama in the Rose Bowl, dismantling Oregon in the Peach Bowl, and just coming through with absolute toughness tonight in this game against Miami in their home stadium. But it kind of felt like an IU crowd, because in those big moments, it was louder for Indiana than it was for Miami. That's for sure. You know, people, you know, including our friend Daniel Flick, said in the building it was probably 60-40 towards Indiana, maybe 65-35 towards Indiana. And one of the largest alumni bases in the country showed out. And there was, you know, 17,000 more watching at Assembly Hall, you know, you wish that the basketball team could get that sort of crowd right now. Unfortunately, it cannot. But we'll talk more about Hoosier basketball now that this season is over for football. But reflecting on this team, it's been an absolute pleasure to watch this team and just how they beat teams, beat other teams, and how they go about it. It's been incredible. I'm, you know, quite frankly, jealous. You know, as a Notre Dame fan, I wish my team was in this tournament doing it, because I felt like they share a lot of the same characteristics with the physicality and just attacking teams, shutting you down on defense, making big plays. But Indiana definitely showed why they're the best team in the country. And you couldn't have said that, you know, 800 days ago. You couldn't have said that. Not even close. Not a chance in hell. Because you didn't know. You didn't know when Cignetti was bringing over those JMU players. You thought, okay, he's you know, maybe elevate the floor of the program. But you didn't know you were getting this. How could you know? How could anybody know? How could have anybody predicted this? Nobody. There were so many people that were writing off the Cignetti hire. There were stories that were coming out this week that, you know, I think it was Cignetti himself. Like, it was Scott Dolson that said, okay, you have the job. He didn't even give him a chance to say yes or no to the job. He's like, you have the job. Take the job. You start on Monday. Like, it's your job. Because he was talking with his wife, didn't know if he was going to take it. But he comes in, brings that bravado that he has, and absolutely proves everybody wrong. That appearance at the Indiana basketball game, that is going to ring true. Start building the statue now. And what would you make the statue? Would it be a celebratory face, or would you be the stern look that you see on the sidelines 99% of the time? My vote is for the latter, just because I think that'd be a funny visual to see and a friendly reminder every time they would show it during a TV broadcast. But it's well-deserved. This team is, like I said, one of the most efficient, one of the most fundamentally sound, one of the most well-coached teams that has been in existence in quite some time. The way that this team comes together, you can see that it's not the most talented team, but the way that this team shows up in big moments time after time is absolutely incredible. We're going to talk more about this probably on next week's show for a little bit, get some reflection on this, and just an absolute incredible game. It was just a fun national championship game to watch as well. You know, it wasn't super close the entire time, but you always felt like Miami had a chance to get back in this game, and they made a couple of runs at it. But Indiana closed the door every single time. So credit to the Hoosiers, credit to Kurt Cignetti, credit to Fernando Mendoza showing off why he is the Heisman, and go Hoosiers, because that was an absolute incredible game, capping off an incredible season, and there's going to be a lot more that comes out about this team, because this team was on an absolute heater this year, an absolute heater, and the way they ended it was very emphatic, and they proved everybody wrong. Like I said, we'll talk about this game more on next week's Sideline Sports Show. Make sure you tune in on YouTube, Facebook, X, wherever our show is. Follow us on social media, Instagram, X, Facebook, and at DC, at Bryson DC, anywhere and everywhere. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Thanks again to Get Indiana for allowing us to be on their network. It's the number one stop for all of your Indiana information, including travel guides, small town breakdowns, and you can sign up for their weekly newsletter right at the top of their website. Until next Sunday, go Hoosiers.